Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. It is great to have you on this weekend. I've got a wonderful show for you. We're starting off with my playlist, as usual. Today, I've got current Afrobeats and Amapiano for you. But instead of it running 30 minutes, we are going to stop at about 15 to make room for, one, an interview with Ghanaian superstar Fancy Gaddam. He speaks with radio personality Samet Gaida about his new album Competition and his mega concert happening this weekend. And my special feature of the hour, the Matalitso Band live in concert from Malawi at the Barnes of Rose Hill in Barrieville, Virginia. It's going to be great. Now, I've also got Drop the Needle, this time with Dr. Sia Clark. And then Lady DJ has a new word on the tweets. So that's the show. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Starting out this hour, here's Inkanyezi by Nomse Bozikode featuring exclusive drums. A brand new single from South Africa. Nomse Bo and I are buddies. She sent me a WhatsApp saying, check this out. I just released it. I hope you play it on Music Time in Africa. Yes, I am Nomse Bo.
Funa kuzi tola mhleli nao Kauchongi pesha limkile Nobo mi ba mi bumile Zeni zenda kola Bando nwaba tlandi nao Yawoza mi mtatu ngibeke Elu mtatu ngibeke Kobindela yinde Funa kuzithola ngihleli nawe Kauchongi xesha limkile Nobomi bami bumile Zeni zenda kola Bando nwaba tlandi nawe
Wena ufana nenkanyezi ekhanyisa phakathi kwenzulu zobusuku Wena ufana nengelosi eyafika kimi yazoqeda inhlungu Bese ngiphelelwe ithemba nabangani bengihleka Wena ufana nenkanyezi ekhanyisa phakathi kwenzulu zobusuku Wena ufana nengelosi eyafika kimi yazoqeda inhlungu Bese ngiphelelwe ithemba nabangani bengihleka
Yeah.
right, that was Nomsebo Zikode featuring exclusive drums with her brand new single, Inkanyezi. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to listen to another brand new single out of Ghana. It's called Boxer by Fancy Goddam featuring Pacino. We're going to hear from Fancy just a little bit later on in the show.
The Malik ability to make money, opportunity, check and dream money, you man. Minimum band, double cup of tea, opportunity. Come on back, some play level like infinity. This is the real in destiny, fifth the cars in my company. Then put him down, let's make him money, make money. Oh, who got that right? La ilaha illallahu, so man, taneji can chew. Amadou Mujahi, Bello, Dambello, Isabella. But as a man, no la competition, they will ride my ding dang your permission. Tire player in young bass at Tushi, Hila Yilibu, ding him profession. Face ring your mouth, face ya, face ya. Never pass over non de la Sia. And get friend lad as I see ya. Look at the kind of souls of Galatia. Vice Bazar Shell and Allah Farah. Fa 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 fa. Pompia, Pompia,
uh-huh. It's the most wanted.
No, why is the fa 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 fa.
All right, that was Fancy Goddam. We're going to hear from him in just a few minutes from Tamale, northern Ghana, where he's from. But in the meantime, let's enjoy this brand new, hugely successful single by Tyla from South Africa, Water.
Normally, I could keep my cool, but tonight I'm wine. I'ma be in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really about it, what you're hiding. Talk is cheap, so show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul? Blow my mind, set off my whole body.
This is Fantasy Wiz. You're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America.
Yep. Hello, this is Heather. Here's Davido with Feel.
I'll be on the phone calling you tonight. I wanna make you show me, make me know the fight. I don't wanna sleep alone, wanna hold you tight. But I fool my eyes, but I'll be alright.
Davido with Feel. And now it is time to get to Tamale, Ghana, where Samed Gaida has this.
Are you ready now? Are you ready now? Get up from a fire.
Thank you, Heda. Known for his charismatic performances and his unique blend of sounds, Fancy Gadam is back with something fresh for his fans. His seventh album titled Competition. We had a chance to sit down with the man himself ahead of his album launch concert.
Kindly take us through the album, what went into its production, and what the whole album is all about.
The title of the album alone tells it all. Because looking at the name Competition, and it's about, you know, challenges, facing challenges. And I've been working for 2 years just to, you know, assemble this album Competition.
Wow.
So there's a lot on this album Competition.
Yeah. So how many songs are in the album?
Yeah, so I have about 13 songs on the album. I've seen a couple of artists who are making it big out there. And then I take it as a challenge to also do the same thing. So that the kind of song that I'm bringing right now can be competing with any other big songs out there.
Mm.
And that is why I named the album Competition Album.
Okay. So I've also noticed that you've released some singles from the album. How many singles have you released so far?
Yes, so I've released 2 singles from the album, which is Boxer and then Tichy Little. Boxer means simple, means, you know. So life is beating us like a boxer, like it's this beating us serious.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's why I named the song Boxer.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Tichiller me so
far. And we simple means, you know, we are having fun.
Okay.
We cannot, you know, be thinking about our problems because problems know the finish.
Mm. You shot a video for
The Boxer. Yeah.
So that's the only video you.
Yeah, for now.
Mm.
But I have some videos which is not out. I have a song in the album named Competition.
Okay.
The video of Competition is already being shot, so it's just left with me to release it.
So far, I've seen, if I'm not mistaken, about 3 to 4 billboards in town, which happens to be the first time I'm seeing a massive promotion for an album launch. What's so special about this album that you have to do this massive promotion for it?
Yeah, so that tells you how serious and then how I believe in the album. I have about 10 billboards. It is not 4 or 3.
Wow.
About 10 billboards across the whole northern region. Anybody that comes to the northern region will know there's an album called Competition Album. And then we are hoping to see some of the, you know, songs from the album, from the bigger platforms, I mean, you know, the billboards at New York City, you know, the Times Square, we're going to, you know, we see this album on these places all.
Then it's really big.
And then some of the songs from the album. I'll be shooting some of the videos in America.
You'll be shooting some of the videos in America?
Yeah, from the album. Yeah, and then probably I'll shoot one in China, because now the capital city in China is very nice. So I'll go to China to shoot one video, and probably I'll go to London to shoot another one.
It's really big. So so after the launch, would your fans have access to the music?
Yeah, definitely. Online? Right now, some people are already have access to the music, but it is not for everybody. It is for the prepaid.
Alright, so it's on all the platforms already.
But for now, I think it is on audio mic and then Boomplay.
In fact, I've been to a couple of your concerts.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you perform live band, but I've seen that this time around you're going to perform live band.
I mean, we are growing.
Why? So why have you decided to do this?
I've noticed that a lot of people want to see me perform this live band, and a lot of people have been saying that if you want to project yourself on the globe, you need to start this live band, because when you go to the BET, you come and do playback, they would have to play for you to sing. Like the song is your song, and that is why I'm fusing this live band into my performance right now.
Wow. Okay, so before we go, can you give us a freestyle of Boxer?
Okay, so the boxer goes like this. Faradun dele katapa de biora, moto shorty atukuto landa bora. Ooh. The meat of my pam dele check at the kunda, mama fabanda no bundir bunara. Ooh. Kayata me muda kazaya kajara, kumpun to check and the bunas aswara. Bampo imane babu kababa. Tell it in lara ben shabi babuquara. Diabunga la boxer, the man la boxer, the ring the tea boxer, the tea boxer.
From Tamale, Northern Ghana, my name is Samet Gaida. Over to you, Heather Maxwell.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Samet and Fancy. Hope that concert went well. Hello, everybody. Listen, now we have Drop the Needle, followed by Word on the Tweets, and then the live performance by Manalito Band from Malawi, performing at Barnes of Rose Hill in Virginia. I was there this past weekend and am going to present you a wonderful slice of that concert, including some pretty funny stuff and some beautiful music. All right, here we go with Drop the Needle. Hello, Dr. Clark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? May I call you Sia?
Yes, Sia. Just ignore the M.
Ah, Sia.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you are ready to play Drop the Needle?
I am, I think.
All right, here's number one.
O Candanguimbi foi convocado. Ele come muito, nós é que não lhe damos. O Candanguimbi convocado. Ele come muito, nós é que não lhe damos.
All right, Sia.
Oh, wow. West Africa?
No.
It's not West Africa?
No.
Oh, man. I thought I heard Swahili, but I didn't think so. That's why I thought, okay, that's got to be West Africa.
No, this one is from Angola, so you're hearing...
oh, my God.
Yeah, you're hearing Portuguese, and that was Bonga with a song called Camboa. All right, here's another one. Here's another one. We'll try this one. What do you say, Sia?
North Africa?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Egypt?
Close, but no. Want to try one more?
Algeria?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're getting there now. You're just warming up. Do you remember the name of the artist or the name of the song?
I don't. I just recognize the language and the rhythm sounded very North African.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's Shem Khaled. And the song is called C'est la vie. It's from 2012. The other one, Bonga, was also from 2012. I'm playing you some, you know, some older songs. This next one also is from, well, 2011. And, well, I'm not going to tell you any more about it. Here it is.
Whenever, wherever I go, you're on my mind all the time. I miss chimpanzee.
miss you, my chérie. Even with all the girls, all the world.
What do you say?
Oh, wow. West Africa.
Nope.
No? Where?
Kenya.
Oh, my. Kenya?
Yeah. The group is called Sauti Sol. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh, yes. I know Sauti Sol. It's so bad. Yes, I know that.
That's okay. That song is called Coming Home. It's from their album Sol Filosofia. So anyway, thank you so much for playing. I know you're in your car, so maybe you're a little distracted. Sia, tell us about you. You're at Howard University. You're an associate professor and director of graduate studies. Is that right?
Yes, in the Department of African Studies.
All right. Well, so you love music.
Yes.
And what else about you?
Well, I'm originally from Tanzania, which I was, you know, I was hoping you weren't going to play anything from Tanzania that I didn't get because I would be really, really embarrassed. My research focus is actually ironically on hip hop and popular culture in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my area of focus. And I look especially at women artists in Africa and how they're using hip hop to, you know, speak out about women's rights and other issues.
That's great. How long have you been there at Howard?
Oh, this is my eighth year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you know the artist Show Majozi?
Yes, from South Africa.
Yeah, but she also speaks and sings in Swahili and other languages. So guess what? In 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Tanzania.
Wow.
At this conference that happens every year in different places in Africa. And this year it's going to be in Dar es Salaam in Tanzania. Is that where you were born?
Yes, I was born in Dar es Salaam.
Okay.
And I do know Show Majozi. I met her, briefly. She was doing an open mic event, and so we have a couple of friends in common, so I definitely know her work.
That's great. Well, guess who's interviewing her?
You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's going to be so fun, and it's one of the main attractions of the whole conference. I'm really excited.
That would be great. You know, I am also the host of the Hip Hop African podcast, and we're going to be doing a few months on South Africa. So we were literally listing the artists that we want to reach out to,
mm-hmm.
and she was one of them.
All right, before we say goodbye, tell us the name then of that podcast.
So I'm the host of the Hip Hop African Podcast, and we're on most major podcasting platforms.
Hip Hop African Podcast. Well, listen, thank you, Dr. Clark from Howard University, for playing Drop the Needle and for spending a little time with us on air while you're driving. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the invite.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets.
The tweets are talking about Kanye West. His lawyer has confirmed that the rapper will not be seeking the candidacy in the 2024 United States presidential election. Also, Adele is extending her Las Vegas residency. She'll be performing her Weekends with Adele show well into mid-2024. She's added 32 new dates beginning January 19th, running through June the 15th. And YouTube has announced its plan to roll out a new AI tool that will allow creators to use the voices of popular recording artists in their videos. The social media company and major labels are still negotiating the terms of the deal because artists are reluctant to participate. According to Billboard magazine, even the most forward-thinking acts are not sure if they want to put their voices in the hands of unknown creators who may say something they don't agree with. I'll keep you posted on that story. You can find out more about these and other stories by heading over to my X feed. I am at VOA Lady DJ. Until next time, peace.
Yes. All right. Hello, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Listen, now, from here on out, we are nothing but Madalitso Band. You are going to hear parts of the performance that they had at the Barns of Rose Hill in Piedmont, Virginia. Piedmont really means the foot of the mountains, and in this case, the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's beautiful there. This little barn nestled in these mountains. In a small town, here we have Madalitso Band from Malawi. I'm going to have you listen to the MC, who is part of the Barns, and she introduces the group And then you're going to hear Neil Nayar, who is the co-manager of the group, also a musician himself. And he also introduces everybody. And then we're going to hear the music. Just so you know, there are two musicians, Yosefi Kalikeni, who plays guitar and foot drum, and Yobu Maligwa, who plays babatone, a one-string instrument. It sounds like a bass. And they both sing. Yobu sings the solos, the high solos. You'll hear that. So anyway, I'm going to let you listen. I hope you can imagine being in this small barn in a mountainous, beautiful place in the United States. And then I'll pop in every now and then to kind of guide you through what we're listening to.
Welcome, everyone, out to the barns of Rose Hill. Thank you all for being here tonight. This should be a lot of fun. I hope, like I said, that you take full advantage of the dance area this evening. I'd like to say thanks to Voice of America for their coverage of this evening's program. We appreciate them reaching out and touching base to do this. This is a great opportunity for the Barnes, and we're happy to have them here. So tonight we're joined by the Madalitso Band on the last stop of their very first U.S. tour. So you'll see back there at the merch table, there are a few t-shirts. They're pretty big, but I'm thinking about transforming one into a dress for myself. That's what they've got left. Don't make them go back home to Malawi with that stuff. Get some gifts. I love that green color they got, so be sure to wrangle what they've got. Catapulted to the international stage following an appearance at the Tanzanian Saudi Zabasura, I hope I said that correctly, music festival in 2017, this jovial, energetic duo uses homemade instruments to delight audiences with ruthless rhythms and lush harmonies. I expect to see some dancing tonight. So let's get the evening started with a warm welcome for the Madalitso Band.
I'm going to give a very quick introduction as well. Been a great first tour of the US. We started on the East Coast. We went all the way over to the West and made it back here. It's been beautiful. We just spent the last week in Joshua Tree where we felt the magic of the area. Yobu is actually a pastor back home, so people come and he does prayers for them and sings for people for healing. And over there, while we were in the mountains, there was this ancient rock formation. And I asked him, do you feel anything here? And he said, yes, I can feel the angels flying around. And that was beautiful because often, like when you're in an old ruin in England, it has been like, these are very dark spirits, let's get away. But there it was all positive and all beautiful. The music has come from the villages of Malawi, and they moved to Lilongwe, where they traveled around playing on the streets for 15 years until 2017. A concert in Zanzibar in front of an international audience set off this path of touring around the world. The songs sing about love, sing about life in Malawi. One of the songs that is a bit more funny, Fungo la Nyamba, about a guy who is dying because of the smell of beans. That's what the chorus says. It's his colleague told the boss that he's having an affair with the boss's daughter, and he was once the favorite, but now he's just sitting in the next room, not allowed to partake in lunch while his friends do, and he's just crying over the smell of beans. And a lot of songs about culture, about how we love Malawi, and it's a peaceful country, and let's dance for Malawi. And some songs with a very deep philosophical message, China Kulaka Sichako, China Kulaka China, the thing that fails you is not for you, it's for somebody else, which brings a different angle on hope. And I think that's all I've got to say. It's been a wonderful time. Thank you for having us back here, and thanks for everybody involved. And it's dance music, so if you feel the urge to, as we were doing the interview with Voice of America, do the flat foot or the two-step, it apparently works quite well with this music. So, or if you've got more African vibes, go ahead. Without further ado, I present them once again, Madalitso Band. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather, and you're listening to that live performance of Marilizo Band in Virginia. Now, a few more songs go by, and then suddenly Neil comes back on the stage with an idea to auction off the last shirts that they have. Little did he know he was going to run into a Virginian auctioneer in the waiting.
Sorry, I'm interrupting because we want to do something crazy. So, you know, as we said at the beginning, it's the last show of this first ever world tour, 80 concert world tour. And we started off in Europe, and when we came on tour, we had all kinds of things, vinyl, CDs, and we also sell these tank tops, these jumpers that they're wearing, but they're very popular. And then just before we got to the USA, they had all run out, except that we found one in our suitcase. So we didn't know what to do with it because it was the last one, and we thought, like, I don't know, the other day we were like, we just couldn't sell it. I don't know, he was going, let's sell it for 200 or let's sell it for 1,000. One time he said, let's sell it for $3,000. And then we said, well, why don't we auction it off? Because in Malawi, there's a tradition which is just, we're going to introduce you, and it's totally casual, and it's like, if it doesn't work, it's absolutely fine. But we just thought we'll do it for fun. So like at the beginning of an album launch, when a new band comes out with a new album, at the very start of the whole event, somebody will come up on the MC and they will auction off the first CD. And sometimes it goes up to like thousands of dollars. So like, what was that one recently where the first CD went for $10,000? Just a normal CD. In Malawi, yes, of all places. But so we said, let's, or if anybody, like, what do you think about the tank tops? They're pretty cool, right? They were actually designed by a famous Malawian artist before the first tour in Zanzibar. He said, you guys have got to go looking, representing Malawi and looking cool. This is the colors of the flag, obviously. And it says Malawi and Zamanja, meaning of the hands, to represent the fact that it's manual work of playing music. Sure. And on the back it says Madaliza. Yeah. So you're going to humour us. And I've never done an auction. Are you ready, though? Do you know what to do? Have you got these batons and all that? No, we didn't come that prepared. So we sell these for $50 normally. So we're going to start with that one. Are you up for this, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah? You can offer 50. Alistair is offer 50. Uh-huh. Then we jump up to something like 80. So do we have another? Oh yeah, do we have another offer above 50? 100. There you go. So, thank you very much. So it's, so we got 100 over there. Do we have?
Hey guys. Okay, so it's at this point that this young auctioneer just comes up from the audience. The one laughing a lot is Yobu. They're not sure what he's doing.
I'm just telling you guys that I am actually going to go to school to be an auctioneer. So. Right here we have a tank top for the band. We're going to start off at $50. What about a 50? Going to get a what about a 50? What about $55? Going to get a what about a 50? What about a 50? $50. 50? 50? What about 100? Can I get a what about somebody? What about $100? Can I get a what about 105? 105? $105? $105? $125? What about one? Can I get a what about 175? Can I get a what about 175? Can I get a 175? 175? $175. Last chance to dance. Let's go. $125. Sold. $125.
Okay, so that happened. The shirt was gone. They auctioned it off and continued with the performance. It went on quite a while. We don't have time for it all, but I'm cutting now to the last song of the show. Hope you enjoy it. I'll see you at the other end.
did. Ay, 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 ay. Did. I'm. Yeah, 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 yeah. Did.
Namé, tambouré, namé, 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 namé,
Band with Modelito Band live at the Barns of Rose Hill in Barrowville, Virginia. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, a special thanks to my guests today, Dr. Sia Clark of Howard University for Drop the Needle, Samet Gaida and Fancy Goddam, and finally, Modelito Band and the Barns of Rose Hill. Thank you so much. You can watch this full performance, plus my interview with the band on my YouTube channel. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.